Welcome to another edition of the Broadway Radio Show here at HaynesHisWay.com. I'm your host, Donald Feltham. And this week we are going to have some fun. We're going to go back in time to 1980 because there's a brand new CD release, which is the Barnum Backers Audition, which is part of a series from Harbinger Records, kind of a songwriter's series of CDs. And what this is actually a backers audition for the musical Barnum. And the Backers Audition is being hosted by composer Cy Coleman and lyricist Michael Stewart, who wrote the show. And basically, they are trying to get additional investors to put money into the production. And as you'll hear from the beginning of it, they've already got their theater set, which was the St. James. They've got their opening night. They've already got their cast of Jim Dale and Glenn Close. And the show's already moving along, but they're obviously trying to pick up some more money from potential producers and investors. And this particular little backers audition happened in a private home on New York's Upper East Side. So you actually will hear people laughing in the background and clinking of glasses and things like that as people are enjoying cocktails and hors d'oeuvres as they're listening to these very talented songwriting team of Coleman and Stewart talk about Barnum and play and sing songs from the show. And I thought it would be fun to kind of listen to it. We're not listening to the whole thing. I've kind of edited it out because I want you to get out there and purchase this because it's a really interesting thing to listen to. But I've edited it down, but I've also edited in as they talk about the songs, you'll hear them begin to play a little bit of it, and then we will bleed right into the original Broadway cast recording, so you get to hear kind of them singing the song with just a piano, and then you will suddenly hear the final product as it appeared on Broadway or sounded on Broadway. But it's very interesting to listen to, and I'm not going to interrupt it. I'm going to play it all the way through so you can listen to it. And as I said, I've cut some pieces out of it, so we're not going to play every song that they sing on the CD. But it is quite a fascinating listen to how these kinds of backers auditions happen and also how these songs take shape and also their placement in the show, because as you will see at the very top, they say that instead of an overture, they are going to start with a completely different song. They're going to start with Come Follow the Band. And those of you who are familiar with the show Barnum know that the show does not start with Come Follow the Band. Come Follow the Band is the beginning of Act Two. But at this moment in time, back in 1980, this was supposed to be the opening of the show. So here we are. We're going to listen to Michael Stewart and Cy Coleman bringing you the Backers Audition of Barnum.
Let me tell you a little bit about the factual details about this show. We open for our first preview is April 5th, if God is on our side. We certainly open April 30th at the St. James Theater. And our book is written by Mark Bramble, who I don't think is here today. Music by Mr. Coleman, the lyrics by myself. And our star is a fellow called Jim Dale, who you probably saw in Scapino, and was quite marvelous, as a matter of fact. Not only is he a good actor, but he happens to be able to walk a wire and to play 7,000 musical instruments and to tumble and to juggle and to do all those kind of things. And just want to tell you a little bit about our show. You've heard...
Also, you should mention Glenn Close, who is playing...
I beg your entire pardon, yes.
She's a very lovely lady, and she's terrific. We have two very dynamic performers facing each other.
Okay, so Barnum is the name of the show, and we're opening, as I said, at the St. James Theater on the 30th of April. And we happen to be doing the show with 10 people and two other people. Barnum and his wife. Now you say, well, oh, don't be so cute. You're doing a show about a circus with 10 people. We're not doing it because we think it's just a crazy idea. We're doing it because that happens to be all that it takes to tell this particular story. That's pretty much what it is. Now what we're going to do is scattershot through the show. Not every song we're going to sing for you has been in the folder. Not every song we're going to sing for you is going to be accurate. He doesn't know that yet. But what we're going to do is get through pretty much. There are 17 damn songs in the show. 17 damn songs in the show. But we're going to do a sort of a dozen, but we do them a mile a minute, so you don't have to worry, you'll get to your other cocktail date on time. And I'll tell you what we're going to do.
There are 17 songs and 15 chases.
Show him a chase. I dare you to show him a chase.
I will.
That's the concept. Anyhow, the first thing I'm going to do for you, is the song that replaces our overture. And our orchestra conductor comes to the lip of the stage, and there is no pit, as I told you, and he looks out to the house, and he taps his baton, and he goes like this. And down the center aisle, comes a sousaphone player. You know?
Each time that wooden cuckoo shows his face. Another sucker takes his place and plucks his quarter on the line to buy my brand of genuine malarkey.
God bless and love him, but don't feel sad or hopping mad or cause a scene. Cause there's a sure as shooting sucker born a minute. But ma'am, you might have been the minute in between. If I allow that right here in my hands, the smallest living human man, the sight of that is surely worth a dime. If I present an educated pooch who's trained to dance the hoochie-cooch, what better way to waste a bit of time? If I imported monumental cost, a lady fair whose head was lost while crossing railroad tracks to pick some zinnias, who eats farina through a hose and wears pink tights instead of clothes, if that ain't worth a buck, my name ain't Phineas. Oh, yes, say that is hogwash. Well, who cares? You buy my hogwash long as there's a sucker born every minute. Each time that second hand sweeps to the top like dandelions, up they pop their ears so big, their eyes so wide, and though my tail is bona fide baloney, just let me spin it. And ain't no man who can resist me, wait and see. Cause there's a sure as shooting sucker born a minute. And friends, the biggest one, excluding none, it's me.
And he decides to build it. And he's got a very short time to build it. And his good wife, Charity, tells him that the only way to do this thing is to do it scientifically, cleverly, and as you see, a beautiful thing.
The Lord gave each and every one the smart to do what can't be done, the brawn, the brains, the courage, and the heart, the strength to bend the strongest bar, the will to reach the farthest arc. It's just
miles and miles.
To me, absolutely fascinating. I'll tell you why. Because among Barnum's attractions was a gentleman called Tom Thumb, who was 25 inches high. He was actually 25. And the amazing thing is he married a lady who was a couple inches shorter than he was, which shows that anything can happen. That's wonderful. Don't, you're never in trouble. This is part of his act. The beginning of the song that you're going to hear is actually part of Tom Thumb's act as he toured around the world. So we like it particularly. Oh, I didn't say the part. Oh, now we don't have a little tiny man on stage, but little tiny men are hard to find. But what we have is a man of ordinary size, but we have a chair that grows to be 10 foot tall. So you get the whole idea.
He also does a dance with Jumbo, the elephant.
Yes, so we have only the legs, the ears, and the trunk that comes out. Sing, Mr. Coleman.
I'm General Thumb, just come to town, the Yankee Doodle Dandy. I've ate your Scrabble, washed it down with just a nip of brandy. The mayor made me presents rare. The ladies did salute me. First rate I am, they all declare. And all my poses suit me. My success should open up your eyes. Don't judge nothing just by shape.
Bigger isn't better, taller isn't braver, stronger isn't always wise. Smaller isn't Nessa, Sara Lee the lesser, guts can come in any size. Lady luck can favor, just a little shaver, over one who's 6'3". Brains in any tussle, mops the floor with muscle. Bet your life I'm glad I'm me. Bigger isn't keener, larger isn't bolder, higher might be low inside. When you need to lean upon a friendly shoulder, narrow's just as good as wide. See the mighty lion sitting there and crying, bitten by a tiny flea. Mammoth was colossal, what's he now, a fossil? Bet your life I'm glad I'm me. What's strong in bulk may lag along in brains and heart. That handsome hulk might be a Lilliputian mentally, proven consequently. Though he shows his shoulders twice as big as boulders, if the brain's a tiny pea. When you're in a pickle, he ain't worth a nickel. Bet your life I'm glad I'm. Bet your life I'm glad I'm me. Treading after Armageddon. Measuring a hero, weight is less than zero, height ain't worth a hoot in hell. Show me any hunka, man can match a spunka, Tiny Tim or Little Nell. Giants look so awesome, folks are scared to cross them, nonetheless I guarantee. Smallest Yankee Doodle, if he's in a moodle, beat the whole caboodle using just his noodle. Bet your life I'm glad I'm me.
Okay, a particular triangle in our show, and that is Cherry, the spiky New England lady, versus Jenny Lind, this beautiful European, very feminine woman who comes and engages Mr. Barnum's heart. And in this, when she comes to America, she can't speak a word of English, just Swedish, and he teaches her in a very short time how to speak English. And at her first concert in Castle Garden, we do the concert, and at the very end of the concert, she sings a song, first in Swedish, and then with great trepidation, for him, she attempts in English. Now he's not Jenny Lind.
Oh boy.
I'm going to do the English version of the list.
And I don't sustain either.
Of course you do.
Oh, come on, come on, yes. He has a bigger picture. Love knows no rules. Love has no time. Love laughs at rhyme. And reason sweeping the stage, mad or sublime, knowing no age or season.
Wise men and fools.
Should the highway bend, turning down every chance you're given, takes the risk out of life, but friend, how the hell can you call that living? Staying put in a pumpkin shell is a bleak and depressing habit. There's a ring on the carousel, and it's yours if you'll only grab it. Out there somewhere, just down the line, lies a world of glory and shine. One square foot there's gotta be mine. Once in his life every man decides, once when he stands where the road divides, once on a hill as the morning grows, once if he will he can see those fires glow. Flags streaming, spires grow, towers gleaming, in a land where the dawn is clear, in a sky where the sun's forever, on a plain where it's spring all year, and the dark of the night is never. Somewhere out there, just out of sight, in that world that's shining with light, his life to forget the past. Once in his life to behold at last, with his own two eyes, what lies out there.
The next song we're doing for you, is a few months later when Bonner realizes that despite the fact that she's a wonderful, glamorous, pretty, exciting, very feminine woman, where he belongs, where his heart is back rich with Cherry, the lady he really does love. And even though he gives up Jenny Lind, he's glad that he spent those 6 months as a single.
At least I tried. What chances came my way, I took. No second thought, no backward look, no tears to hide. And if the piper must be paid, I'll pay his price. I'm not afraid to make the gamble, to tempt the gods. I'll stake my future, I'll shake the dice, I'll take the odds, then let it ride. Just let me choose, play out my hand. I'd rather lose than have to stand along the side. And though there might be hell to pay, I'll take whatever comes my way and say with pride, at least I try.
That comes fairly near the end of the show, and it's when Barnum, realizing that he must do what he has to do, he has to be the kind of a con man that he is, sings this. Are you ready? Are you with me? He sings this particular song, which re-expresses his point of view.
The Prince of Humbug, Balderdash, Fiddle Faddle, Dribble Tosh, Twiddle Twaddle, Platter Bosh, Build a Dodge, and Double Dutch, and Flim Flam, I am
the King of Hogwash, Tommy Rot, Jibber Jabber, Blabber Bluff, Hocus Pocus, Gabble Guff, Scam and Sham, and just a touch of white lie am I. Of tripe and idle chat, Earl of Oil, Lord of Blat, Emperor of Rigmarole, that I am, bless my soul. The Prince of Humbug, Poppycock, Piffle Waffle, Patachunk, Hokum Hooey, Chatterbunk, Wile and Guile and Trumpery, that's me. In a world of sting and shock, this moment we spend down a road of ridge and rock toward Lord knows what end. Through a night as dark as space and cold as the sea, someone's got to make it bright. Shoot a rocket, shine a light, tell you who the someone's gonna be. The Prince of Humbug, tongue in cheek, shilly shally, pull the wool, blarney, bogus, cock and bull, hoax and prank and hanky pank and some skullduggery. I am, and them I'll always be. Yeah.
We skip back. Only two more left in between. We skip back in time a little bit. When Barnum leaves Jenny Lind, he goes back to his good wife, Cherry, and he decides to live his life her way, to drain all humbug, all color, all flim-flam from his life, And it's a number called Black and White, which is endless. It covers 17 years of time. And we're going to do only the part that we think you might be interested in here. But I'll do a little bit of the intro, and then Cy will play the theme of it, and we'll call it a day at that. We won't do this number, which is many, many years long. Anyhow, Chari first, it's a pageant. Chari first sings this, and then someone else sings it. She sings. May the 7th, 1851, day of days for Bridgeport's favorite son. Living whales he sent to Hades, likewise Swedish singing ladies, and the local clockworks he will run. Gone those woolly schemes that filled his head. Farewell Kelly Green and Cherry Red. No more step right up and see him. Barnum's closed his last museum, and he's gonna live his life instead.
Black and white, the future's rosy, living black and white. People feed on the ground. Don't let those daydreams spin you round. See things the way they are. You're gonna tumble if you fly too far. Stay low and hold on tight.
Barnum found. In 2 months he'd run it in the ground. Purchased then 500 shovels, said men mustn't live in hovels, and a new utopia I will found. Planned a very modern model town, elevated roads to stroll around. Built on land a trifle soggy, so as it rose up, it started down.
Black and white, he built a city that was black and white. It took no end of spunk, and looked quite splendid as it sunk. Here comes
white. I'm running politics in black and white. Cold truth and good hard facts. Give all that razzmatazz the axe. No bunting in the street. I talk of budget cuts and balance sheets. Statistics day and night. Cherry, I'm losing them. You gotta let me bring a bit of color into this campaign or they're gonna beat me.
Very well, Taylor. Go ahead.
Black and white. He's had his fill of living black and white.
come into his life till very, very late. And finally, he resisted it all the time. He didn't want to have any part of it. He thought he was not classy. He was a classy kid. And he wanted no part of it. And finally, one by one, James A. Bailey and everybody in the company works on him. Till finally, as you'll see in the song, he gives up.
Turned your cold to the grip. When the stitch to save nine others comes apart with a rip. When the rats invade your attic and start leaving your ship. Follow my tip, come away on a trip.
Just join the circus like you wanted to when you were a kid. Climb aboard before it moves on, and you'll thank your lucky stars you did.
like I wanted to when I was a kid. Climbed aboard before it moved on, and you bet your life I'm glad I did. Went to bed in Minneapolis, woke up in PA. Pack my roll, my brush and my comb again, ready to roam again, show me the way. Bless my soul, I'll never go home again. From the day I joined the circus, you got to say you'll join the circus. Step right this way and join the circus. Just take a banner in your hand. Join the circus like you wanted to, like you always wanted to. Run on,
but it's a great rag, and the gentleman wrote a great rag, and if you play in France, which I beg, it's just incredible.
I'm going to give you another. We hadn't intended to do this, but you're so terrific.
You don't need the lyrics, you know, this is the music.
I don't have my piano part ready.
Well, play me, honey. No, don't do the lyrics, Abby, because I don't know the lyrics.
I gave you 2 pages.
There wasn't any pianist vocalist in town that plays in any club that doesn't know this music a week from today is going to have to back comb Ava Williams' hair.
This is a rough. We're going to do this because you're really terrific, and we're just going to show it to you. This is something that Michael will be writing until we open, and probably after.
Fast for me. There's nothing fast in the show, but fast.
When you see the shape the world is in, when the way it is ain't what it's been, when folks just care for gold, thank God I'm old.
When you take a gander at the news, when you hear the language people use, when no sweet songs are sung, I don't wanna be young. Daddy Time, he doesn't fret me. Should he spy me, that don't upset me. Let him eye me.
Well, I hope you enjoyed listening to Harbinger Records Songwriter Showcase Series featuring the Barnum Backers Audition with Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart. It's definitely a nice collector's item for anybody who likes musical theater. And if you have any Barnum fans out there, this actually might be a really terrific holiday gift because the holidays are coming in just a few months. I will provide a link, an Amazon link, so you can purchase it directly from Amazon right here on the radio show website. Join us again very soon for another edition of the Broadway Radio Show here at HaynesHisWay.com. And don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter. And there's an email link here on the website so you can send me your comments, questions, or suggestions.